will have a third down and seven. At their own 47-yard line, they'll need Union's 46. Reigns, now under center, has motion from right to left in a stacked eye behind him. He's going to turn, he's going to hand off once again, and that's going to go to Banks, and he's going to be taken down. Banks did not get much. Maybe a yard, half yard, something along those lines. Jake Rogers there, Ford there too, and it's going to bring up a fourth down for Broken Arrow, and so we will see our first punt of the evening. They're going to mark that as no gain, Tom, and I'd say that's a win.
That's absolutely, if we're making them punt, it's a win. That's awesome.
Going to kick this ball away is Tyler Crawford. Averaging around 36 a kick. Back at the 20-yard line is Kyler Pearson. Just underway, second period, 14-7 Union. And if the Redskins don't give up a fake punt of some kind here, they should have the ball back pretty soon. There's the snap. The left footer gets the foot to it. It's going to be short, but very wobbly. Pearson runs up, makes the catch at the 23-yard line, and got smoked. But Kyler did the right thing. He made the catch and needed to, because if he didn't make that catch, that ball is going to bounce a long way. But he paid for it. Logan Diller hit him right as soon as he made that catch, but he saved Union easily 10 or 15 yards. And it'll be Redskins ball at their own 21-yard line, leading 14-7. You can't overestimate, Tom, how much yardage he has saved Union this year.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Just by making catches.
And right here, Union has a chance, if they can go down and score, to really, really put some pressure on Broken Arrow.
14-7 Union. They now have the ball at their own 21-yard line with 11 minutes to go in this second period. In the shotgun once again is Banks with Green to his left. Hands off to Age. And oh, Rovon kept it himself across the 25. Nice play fake by Rovon. He's still pushing the pile across the 30, and they haven't blown the whistle yet. They're going to give him 10 yards. He never went down. Rovon Banks is still standing. Half the Broken Arrow defense is around him. And they just kept pushing. That's going to be a first down. That's good for 10 yards. And I think the guys in black might be realizing it's a different quarterback than last time.
Absolutely. They got their hands on their hips already.
Well, Union is running him as much as they can and running wide with A.J. Green as well, making Broken Arrow defend. So first and 10 now at the own 32-yard line for the Redskins. Three receivers, two left side. Banks again in the shotgun. Now motion by the short slot right side. Hand off to A.J. Green, left side. A.J. hits the side, 25, 30, 40. A.J., oh, he almost broke free. He's across the 40 to the 41-yard line, and he got shoved out of bounds very last second, right about the 41-yard line. And the guy who pushed him out of bounds over there, looks like it was Dustin Kidd. But that's a gain of about 7, and Tom, he's a step from going another 60 or 65.
Absolutely. That you said Kevin Kidd, whatever his name was, he just helped them save a touchdown.
Well, they're going to give him 9. So at the 41-yard line, it'll be a gain of 9. It'll be second down and 1. 14-7 Union. Well, there was a flag after the play. There was an unsportsmanlike after the play against Union. So the Redskins, who early in the season had a lot of penalty problems, but really solved that in the last 5 or 6 weeks until last weekend. We'll move it back 15 yards. I did not catch who that was against, but they'll take the ball back to the 26-yard line of the Redskins, and now it'll be second down and a whole lot more like 16. Tom, again, emotional game. Yeah. Gotta be smart.
Absolutely.
Second and 16, Redskins at their own 26-yard line. Glittering opportunity. Now they've got to work hard to get that first down back. Banks is going to hand off to Pearson left side on a little sweep, and he got nothing. Kyler didn't get a thing. Broken Arrow was right there, and as a matter of fact, about half that defense was out there. First guy there was Torrence Ingram, and that's going to be a gain of nothing. It'll be third down and 16 for the Redskins at their own 26, and they really were. I mean, that was a very promising drive, and they can still save it, Tom, but they're going to have to make a heck of a play.
A while ago, right before that play, Pearson was out here all by himself. Well, now he's out here, but he's not all by himself.
10 minutes to go in this second period. 14-7 Union and third and 16 for the Redskins at their own 26. Banks with a shotgun snap. Rolls to his right. Going to have to hurry, and Rovon's going to go down behind the line of scrimmage. Tried to roll right and get a little something going. He just could not. Broken Arrow was all over it. Several players in on that tackle. Jalen Moss, the first guy there. It'll be a loss of 1. And now Union will have to kick it away for the first time. And what was an offensive showcase has become a couple of good defensive stands.
And that penalty cost the Redskins. Even if they hadn't have made the first down, they'd have the ball down probably close to their 20. Now they could be giving it away on the midfield.
And Isaiah Keller is a very difficult guy to cover up. Union runs a guy on the last second. Now Keller runs up, and now he's going to run backwards, and David Alexander calls a timeout. And what was an absolute mistake on Union's part? Almost cost Broken Arrow. Keller was the deep back, the punt coming from Stephon Forbes, but what happened was Union did not have the last player on the field. They ran him out last minute at a wide receiver spot. Keller saw him and ran over to cover him, which means if Stephon had kicked that ball, there's nobody back there. He could have rolled all it wanted to roll, but instead David Alexander saw it and called timeout, and that's a smart call. While we have that timeout, you know the one thing we haven't heard from? Let's get David's keys to the game with our own Doc Blevins.
Time to check in with Union football head coach Kirk Frederick for Coach's Keys to the Game.
They play such great defense. I mean, we were shut out the first time we played them, and their linebackers, their secondary play so well, and defensive front is good too. But the secondary, the way they run, the way they do a great job of keeping you out of the end zone. So defensively, is a very strong suit of theirs.
What do they do offensively?
It starts with the offensive line. I mean, they are outstanding, and they've settled in on the tailback, Sanchez Banks, that's done really well. I think he's rushed for almost 1,000 yards, and he's only been carrying the ball, I think, 5 or 6 weeks. So he's just doing a great job. I'd say Keller is an outstanding receiver of theirs as well. Quarterback's doing well. I don't want to say throwback, but it's more, you know, Stanford, more Michigan, the old Nebraska style of offense, very tough and play good defense, and it's been successful for them.
That is head coach Kirk Frederick. The punt coming from Stephon Forbes. Broken Arrow waves everybody off, and the ball bounces out of bounds around the 38-yard line of the Tigers, and that's where they will take it first and 10. 8:47 to play in the second period. 14-7 Redskins, and Tom, he mentioned defense, and nobody played it early, and then they played it the last two series. Some of that is you figure it out. Some of that is, I think, the initial excitement wears off, and you kind of settle into your game.
Absolutely, and I think some of it is the ability of the running backs and the quarterbacks, the way they're all running.
Jacob Raines brings him up, three receivers to his left. He's in the shotgun. Banks is running back to his right. You just heard him talk about Sanchez Banks. He hands to Banks, and he is swallowed up. Union had a bunch of players there. Gabe Ford in on the last of that tackle, but that was one of the better plays by Union defensive front right there. Jake Rogers and Caleb Kalo on a bit of a stunt jumped inside, and they're going to stop him for a gain of, we're going to maybe give him a half yard and call a second down and 10. Much better job by that Union defense right there, Tom.
Absolutely. They're not, if they're going to just, if Union lines up, head up with those offensive linemen and just takes them on, they're not going to come out on top. They've got
to
stun them.
Second and 10, Broken Arrow at their own 38-yard line. Once again, here comes Raines back in the shotgun. Here he comes the pass. Here comes the blitz. Raines is going to have to run. Rolls to his right. Got a lot of room. 40, 45, 50. Raines at the 45, cuts back, and he's taken down there. Well, there was a clear hold on Jake Rogers that the officials just missed. And that allowed him to break out of the pocket. He goes all the way to the 44-yard line of Union. Final tackle by Chauncey. It was Chauncey Andrews, but it'll be first and 10. Broken Arrow now at Union's 44. 14-7 Redskins, 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play, second period. Once again in the shotgun is Raines. To his right is Banks. Hand off to Sanchez Banks. He comes back to his left, and he is cartwheeled by Caleb Kalo. Oh, my. He had to turn back to the inside. Good job of setting that corner in there. And that was JoJo Nichols who came all the way up and made Banks cut back. And when he did, Caleb Kalo just took his legs. It'll be second and 8.
The Union defense has just got to keep doing what they're doing and not give up some big play or let them, you know, scramble around.
Second and 8 now for Broken Arrow at the Union 42-yard line. Now under center once again is Raines. He's going to turn and hand once again to Banks, and Sanchez Banks is ripped backwards. That was Bacek. Oh, Bacek got a hold of him and just ripped him backwards like he was a kid. Jacob Bacek whipped that block, and it'll be third down and 10. And got this stat from Richard Johns. The first 8 runs for Sanchez, 82 yards. The next 5, 3 yards. This defense has come to play a little bit here. So with 6:40 to go in the second period, Union up 14-7, and a huge third down and 8 coming up for Broken Arrow. They're at the Union 42, so if they get to 34, they'll have that first down. Reigns goes back under center. Two receivers right, double tight end. In a slot behind him. He's going to turn and once again hand off to Sanchez Banks, and he is hit and taken down. He got about two. Once again, Gabe Ford was there. They may give him three. Little help in there, too, from Nichols. But it's going to be fourth down now and about four, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Broken Arrow go for it here, Tom.
Looks like they are.
That'll move it to the 38-yard line of Union, and they need the 34. So it'll be fourth and four. 6 minutes to play, second period. It's 14-7 Union, and a big fourth and four for Broken Arrow at the Union 40, just past 43-yard line. Tight end right side, short slot right side, two receivers left. In this shotgun, once again, is Reigns. To his right is Banks. There's the snap. Reigns, straight back to throw. Here comes pressure. Reigns throws it, and it's dropped. He had a man wide open. Kevin Barnes was completely open, and that would have been right at the first down stick, and he just dropped it. So the ball will go to Union, and Tom, you know the old saying, I'd rather be lucky than good. It never hurts to be both.
No, and that was lucky, more than good.
It was.
But one of the things that he may not have been quite ready for the pass, because the Redskins had a safety coming off the edge.
Yeah, that pressure was getting there. So leading 14-7, Union has the ball with 5:35 to go in this first half at their own 38-yard line. Banks in the shotgun with three receivers, two to the right. Once again, Green is the setback. Hand off left side, A.J. Green. He creases the 40, gets to the 40, almost 45. They're going to give him probably the 42. About half the Broken Arrow defense jumped on him at the end. I think they're probably going to credit that tackle to Marion Horn. How much are they going to give him? They're going to say he got to the 42, so we're going to give him about 4.5 and call it second down and 6. And right now, what Union would love to do, since they get the ball to start the second half, is just drive it nice and slow and score late.
I was just going to say that. If the Redskins just drive it down and score, then they get the ball back to start the second half, it could be huge.
The receivers will come right side. One guy coming very, very late to the right side. And once again, the shotgun is banked from their own 42-yard line. Hand off to, once again, A.J. Green. A.J. breaks free. Breaks another tackle across midfield. A.J. Green to the Broken Arrow 45-yard line. Now the Union offensive line is starting to dominate. Marion Horn had to once again make that tackle, but not until 13 more yards for A.J. Green. His first and 10 Redskins now in Broken Arrow territory.
And another old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes, sir. Now at the 47-yard line of Broken Arrow, first and 10 Union, already leading 14-7, 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Motion by Pearson from left to right. Banks in the shotgun. Green to his right. Rovon Banks rolls to his right. Now he's going to take off, and he got smoked. He lost 3 yards. The guy who made that play was Darian Moss, and he hit him square in the jaw. He might have lost more than three. It's going to go back to at least the original line of scrimmage, and I think a little further. Yeah, it's going to go back to the 49. So he lost 5 or 6, and it's going to be second down and about 12. Boy, the rollout, which worked great early, not happening now, John. They're setting that edge. Two receivers go left side. One of those is Shea Dan, who's been very good lately. Pearson's there with him to the right, McDaniel. Now Green moves up next to Rovon Banks. Hand off to Green, right side. A.J. has the corner a bit. 50, makes one miss. 45, 40. A.J., 35-yard line, inside the 35. First down, A.J. Green. And that was all A.J. Green. He gave a little hesitation to the first guy who had him cut off, and then he just outran everybody else. Darian Moss made the play, and he is now on his back. He's injured. I think he fell on A.J.'s feet or something as he went down and had the breath knocked out of him. He goes all the way, does Green, to the 32, and it'll be first and 10 there. And during the injury timeout, we'll take a break. 14-7 Redskins, and they'll have a first down in Broken Arrow territory next on KRMG.
Yale Cleaners is celebrating 75 years as Tulsa's favorite dry cleaner, and we are so blessed by your loyal support. Hello, I'm John Rothrock, president of Yale Cleaners. From our founding, Yale Cleaners has grown through 3 generations to the premier cleaner in this area. Our Yale Cleaners team is the only dry cleaners offering same-day service, in by noon, ready by 5. We proudly deliver the best dry cleaning experience with covered in-car service, great money-saving coupons, and the Yale Cleaners app featuring extra care. Our white hat is more than just a logo. For us, it means always doing the right thing for our customers, employees, and the community. That's why my dad, Bill Rothrock, started our Coats for Kids program. With your generous support, Yale has proudly cleaned over 350,000 coats for our neighbors in need. Today, more than ever, it's important to stand out. So whether you've never been to the dry cleaner or you're a longtime loyal customer, trust the guys in the white hat to help you always look your best. This month, I have a special offer just for you. Text Yale Yale to 95920. That's Yale to 95920 to claim your coupon today.
The good guys in the white hat, Yale Cleaners.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
First and 10 Union Redskins here at Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow. A.J. Green gets the handoff and got nothing. As a matter of fact, stood up right at the line of scrimmage. That'll be a gain of zero. Union got there with another great A.J. Green run. That time, that defensive front, it was Corey Collins Jr. who made the play. It'll be second down and 10. 3:07 to go, first half, 14-7 Union. Rick Corey with Tom Stockton and Doc Blevins. And Doc's going to have Ricky Stromberg, big offensive lineman from Arkansas, up here, talking about what a tumultuous week they had, eh? With Chad being fired, Chad Morris. That'll be at halftime. Second and 10 for the Redskins. Now at the 32-yard line of Broken Arrow. Union trying to add to that lead. Four receivers, three left side. Banks in the shotgun. Robon rolling left and hands back off to A.J. Green. A lot of room. 30. A.J. 25. 20. Cannot get past the last guy, and he goes down at the 15-yard line. He just tried to run over at that last moment. Tried to run over and tried to run through number 9. That is Rodney Barnes, and he couldn't quite do it.
Flag.
And there's also a flag. Oh, no. Union's already overcome a first and 20-plus. And after what was going to be a first down run to the 15, the Redskins will get this called back. This will be a hold. Called once again by our crew. That's Ronnie Robinson, the head man. And that's going to take the ball back at the 35-yard line. So it'll repeat second down, but really almost exactly where it was after a gain of just more than 15 to 20 yards. And really, Tom, all that does at this point, certainly you'd like to have that first down, but it lets the clock run, too, and you still have your lead. So 2:25 to go in this first half, 14-7 Union. 12 on the play clock, and Banks just now joined the hot huddle. Rovan's going to have to hurry. Three receivers, two left side. Banks with the shotgun. Once again, here's Green, and there'll be a timeout.
Yeah.
So the Redskins leading 14-7. We'll take another break. We'll come back with that big second down next on KRMG.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything around for a just right ride.
You want to rock down the road and roll with the best, so get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now, ain't that fine?
For 45 years, Cecil and Sons Discount Tires has been serving our clients with quality tires from companies like Cooper, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, and many more. But just because tires is in our name doesn't mean that's all we do. Cecil & Sons also offers alignment, suspension, and brake repairs, plus mechanical work, including alternators, water pumps, power steering systems, wheel bearings, U-joints, and more. We can perform your factory-required maintenance, from the frequent, like oil changes, to the less frequent but no less necessary, like cooling system and transmission services. And Cecil & Sons offers the BG line of performance products that, with proper use, can make you eligible for their lifetime warranty protection. Why not make the short drive to Sand Springs or Sepulpa and see for yourself why so many second, third, and even fourth generation customers keep choosing Cecil & Sons for their automotive service and repair needs.
Cecil & Sons, discount tires, everything around for a just right ride.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Back at Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium, quarterfinal playoff action. Rick Corey with Doc Blevins and Tom Stockton here as Union leads 14-7 with 2 minutes to go in this first half against Broken Arrow. Redskins will have a second and 12 at the Broken Arrow 35-yard line. Robon Banks has one man in motion in the shotgun. Robon back, looking. Robon, he's going to throw deep. He's going for Kyler Pearson. That ball is incomplete, almost intercepted. Quite honestly, Robon did not make a great decision there. Pearson was the only option. There was double coverage back there, and he threw that thing as far as he could, and it was nearly intercepted. That was Miles Slusher who almost picked it off, and it'll be third down and 12. And, Tom, that probably wasn't the right choice.
No, and it didn't get Union out of any better situation here because now it's third and long again.
Well, and it stopped the clock as well.
Yeah.
So with 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go, it'll be third and about 12 for Union. At the 35 of Broken Arrow, they'll need the 23. Banks has three receivers, two left side. Robon now sends one in motion. That's going to be Belt from right to left. And now a timeout called by Union. So we'll take another break as well. What was a very quick game has slowed a bit. We'll find out exactly how this third down comes out next on KRMG.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Didn't fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had Carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop. for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart Online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Third down and 12 for Union at the 35-yard line of Broken Arrow, leading 14-7. Robon Banks throws to his left, caught by Belt at the 30. He's forward to the 30, to the 25, inside that, to the 24-yard line. Belt makes back over 10 of what they needed. It will be fourth down and about 2 for Union, and now a decision. You're in a position with the ball at the 24-yard line of a very long field goal if you want to try it with Stephon Forbes, but we've got a great opportunity with fourth down and just over 2 with a minute 38 to go here in this half, and Tom, they're going to go.
And I would think Union might run some kind of play to fake it.
Straight to the line of scrimmage for the Redskins. Fourth and 2 with the 25-yard line of Broken Arrow. Banks in the shotgun. To his left now, they have changed out running backs. It is Avante Wilkins. Union is going to let the clock run down, and they may let it run down. They may have tried to pull Broken Arrow off, and they may go ahead and try the field goal. Now, Union will call a timeout. We're going to keep it here, though, just in case, because you just never know in that situation, Tom, if they come back quickly. And I think you're right. Maybe they were trying. And, you know, the other thing they may have been trying to do is just see how Broken Arrow lined up.
Exactly. And I think a good play, and they're not going to listen to me, but a good play now might be Banks faking the inside run to the tailback and keeping it.
Robon Banks scored the first touchdown on a just masterful one. A.J. Green had a big, long score as well. Now, right now, Stephon Forbes is out there, and he is stretching as though he may try it. The ball at the 24, so they put it at the 31. You'd be looking at a 41-yard attempt. I don't see a lot of wind out there. As a matter of fact, if you look at the flags up on the goalpost, they are hanging straight down. And Stephon certainly is capable of 41. There's no question. The question is, do they want to go through that? The other problem, if you get it blocked and you try to drive it, you can go the other way. There are a lot of things to think about. So let's see what the Redskins decide to do. Looks like they're going to bring out the field goal team. Trent DeSmet will snap this from the 24-yard line. Kyler Pearson will put it down at the 31. It's just inside the far hash mark, so it's not far from the center of the field. Pearson is going to be the man who holds. A minute 14 to go in this first half. 14-7 Union trying to add to it. The teams are ready. There's the snap. Man the hole. The kick is up, and it is woefully short. He hit that one very poorly. It never had a chance. Not only was it was short and off to the left, and so it is no good, and Union will turn the football over with a minute 10 to go in this first half. The Redskins did part of the job. They took a lot of time off the clock. They didn't get anything out of it, and now Broken Arrow will come out here and have a chance to try to make it even, Tom.
What are they waiting for?
They're coming out now.
Okay.
They haven't set the play clock yet, so they're fine.
Okay.
They're going to put the ball at the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Broken Arrow. They have not been on the field offensively a lot in this second period. Sanchez Banks, the running back. Jake Raines, the quarterback. Raines under center. Two receivers to his left. Broken Arrow going right to left. They'll hand off to Banks, and he's got some room. Banks breaks for it across the 25. He's already had one long run for a touchdown. They need to watch him. He got up to the 27-yard line before Gabe Ford brought him down. Had a little help in there from Mason Gibbons. It'll be second down and just over 3. And although Union does want to watch long passes, Tom, you also can't let this guy go beat you for 60.
No, and Broken Arrow doesn't appear to be in any hurry, so I don't know if they're trying to make him believe they're just going to run it and they're going to go with a play action or what.
43 seconds to go. Broken Arrow trailing 14-7 in this half. Once again, under center is Raines, and David Alexander is mad. He calls a timeout through his headset and is yelling at somebody on the sideline on his team, and I'm not quite sure who that is, but that is the height of what we like to call enthusiastic coaching.
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say, and I've got news for those guys over there. Having worked with David Alexander, they would be smart to just yes, 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 yes.
Well, the great thing about David He is one of the most even-tempered humans you'll ever meet in your life. When I first had him on my sports talk show, when he was an All-American at TU, had him on for an hour, I bet he said 9 words.
Yes.
By the time he was the head coach of the Talons when we worked together, he'd opened up a little bit, but he's still just a very even-natured guy. However.
However.
Yeah. When he's upset.
Don't mess with him.
He was upset right there. With a tremendous career in the NFL, almost 11 years. Heck of a player. 37 seconds to go in this first half. Redskins 14, Broken Arrow 7. It'll be second down and 3 for Broken Arrow at their own 24. Under center is Reigns. He's going to turn and hand to Banks. He's got room outside. Banks at the 30 and gets the first down at the 32-yard line. But Union did a nice job of dragging him down right there. That was Caleb Kalo on the tackle. He's made a bunch this half. And now with 31 seconds to go, they'll move the chains and Broken Arrow will snap it again. Now at their own 32-yard line. This should be the last play of this half. And, Tom, you're right. They don't seem to be in a hurry. Looks like they're just going to hand it off to Banks and see if he can score. Two receivers come left side, tight end right side. Once again, Reigns under center. He's going to turn and he's going to hand to Sanchez again, and he gets across the 35, 36, 37, 38. Golly, to the 40-yard line. Nice play in there by Sanchez Banks. A whole bunch of Redskins on the bottom of that play. One of the first to jump in there and help make that tackle was Matthias Robertson, and that's going to end the first half. So what began with nothing but offensive fireworks settled into a defensive battle. Union leads 14-7 over Broken Arrow at the half of the 6A1 quarterfinal playoff game. Back with our halftime next on KRG.
If you've listened to my show, you know I try to take my Super Beats every day, but sometimes I get so caught up in my busy schedule, I forget. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about their fantastic new product, Super Beats Soft Chews. Tastes just like candy. Super Beats Soft Chews gives me all of the potent heart health benefits of Super Beats, packed in two delicious soft chews I can take with me wherever I go. And Super Beats Soft Chews comes with a new breakthrough ingredient, grapeseed extract, and that supports normal blood pressure, circulation, natural energy in your body. They use highly concentrated premium grapeseed sourced only from the world-renowned Loire Valley in France. Grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Soft Chews was clinically studied and shown to support healthy blood pressure levels. Get your Super Beats Soft Chews by visiting danasbeats.com, and when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. Super Beats Soft Chews gives me all of the potent heart health benefits of Super Beats, packed in two delicious soft chews I can take with me wherever I go. Get your Super Beats Soft Chews today by visiting danasbeats.com, and when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's danasbeats.com, danasbeats.com.
Chaz, 46, former U.S. Army Ranger, tells us about life before and after Universal Men's Clinic.
Well, I had a pretty active lifestyle in the military, parachuting, shooting, swimming. When I retired in 2009, I noticed a downward trend, sleeping in late, watching a lot of TV. Since being treated at the clinic, I am definitely more motivated to go to the gym, definitely more confident with my lifestyle and my general presence, and it's way better at home. It made me a better father to my kids and a much better husband to my wife.
I'm Dr. Arkaki of Universal Men's Clinic. If you are always feeling tired or moody, have a difficult time sleeping, or have little or no interest in sex, you may be suffering from low testosterone.
I'm probably better now than I was when I was 25.
First responders, union members, and military, make your appointment for November, and your initial office visit and lab test will be free. Call us at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's always the right way.
Removing a large tree can be difficult if you don't have the right tools or expertise for the job. That's why the certified arborist at Rickert Tree Service have specialized equipment most others don't, like their backyard crawler lift and crane that makes removing large trees quicker, safer, and more cost-effective. What may take the other guys a few days, Rickert might do in half the time, and time is money. Estimates are free, and they're fully insured for your protection. Before limbs fall, give Rickert a call, 272-6111 and at fixmytree.com.